You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Joe Moore. For years, local medical and political leaders have been calling for a medical school in the San Joaquin Valley. Now the long-running UCSF Fresno Graduate Medical Education Program is getting a boost towards that goal. The university has announced that it's upgrading the Fresno program status to that of an official branch campus of UCSF. Dean Michael Peterson joins us now to tell us more. Michael, welcome.
Thank you very much, Joe.
So UCSF Fresno has been here in the Central Valley since around 1975. So what's changing with this new announcement of the designation as an official campus of UCSF?
Yeah, so as you pointed out, we were created in 1975. And if you look at the process by which physicians train, medical school is just the beginning. Once you graduate from medical school, then you do your residency training and maybe even subspecialty training at the fellowship level. And so the focus in Fresno from the beginning was to really have it be about residency training and fellowship training. And that's really been the focus of what we've done for most of this 43 years that we've been involved in this. Over the last 10 to 15 years, we've started to have more involvement in the training of medical students. And with the introduction of the San Joaquin Valley Prime Program, which was a collaborative among UC Merced, UC Davis, UCSF, and our campus, we started to have a cadre of students who were spending a significant amount of time with us, a year or more, in that program. As we have matured that program, we've realized that it's becoming logistically very difficult to be doing graduate medical education under one medical school, undergraduate medical education under two different schools, and try and coordinate all of that. And so in joint meetings among the faculty leadership and the office of the president, the decision was made to transition that program to a UCSF program. And with that, UCSF made the commitment that the students, at least initially, will spend at least 2.5 years in the Central Valley in training. And as we build the capacity, hopefully with other universities, Fresno State, University of California, Merced, we would be able to deliver the entire 4 years of that undergraduate curriculum here in the Central Valley so that students would be recruited specifically into this program and spend all of their time training in this region, working with the patient populations here. This is really an important step because the ultimate goal is to have a medical school in the Central Valley, and this is a stepwise process that, for example, UC Riverside went through, where we will build our capacity, develop the resources, expand the patient, the student population that we could do, and ultimately be able to have an independent medical school in the Central Valley. So the real important event for us is accreditation at the national level with recognition that this will be a branch medical school campus. Students will be spending a substantial amount of time here, recruited specifically to be in this program, and hopefully be the step along the process for developing a full independent school in the Central Valley.
So this essentially is the evolution of that San Joaquin Valley Prime program. Does it have a net increase, or is your vision for a net increase in the number of slots?
So right now we have about, I think, 34 students over the four years. We will be recruiting classes of students at 12 initially. Once we can identify the kinds of resources that require that are sustainable and ongoing, our goal is to move to 50 students a year.
You mentioned that we have this shortage of physicians and this is important for the Valley. Tell me a little more about that. Why is this important for the Valley?
So I think that a couple of really important things happen when you can coalesce around a branch campus of medical school. Number one is this helps us to recruit physicians into the region because the opportunity to interact with and work with medical students will attract physicians that might not otherwise come into a region. Secondly, the two most important things that will predict where a physician will end up practicing is where they grew up and where they finish their training. In addition, we know that the longer a physician in training is in a region, the more likely it is that they will, you know, develop family ties, that they will develop roots in a community and therefore stay in a community. So we think that the ability to recruit in students from the region who would be able to see themselves as having a continuum of training where they could do all of it in the valley, both in Fresno as well as surrounding communities, and they come from the valley, that those two things together will increase our ability to retain the people that we are training. Right now, we retain somewhere between 45 and 55% of the physicians in the residency and fellowship programs in the region. We would hope that with the medical school feeder stream that we could increase that to 70% or better. So that will, those two things will help to attract physicians into the region.
How much is this project going to cost?
So for the 12 students a year, we have ongoing funding through the work of Assemblyman Adam Gray a couple of years ago, obtained enhancement funding for the program up to 12 students. So that together with the other support we have, as well as tuition support that the students would generate, that's where I said we're comfortable that we have all the resources to be able to train the 12 students. In order to go to the 50 students a year will require that we have an additional $20 to $22 million a year to put into the program. So one of the things that we're looking at trying to do with the help, again, of some of our local representatives is to establish an endowment that would then generate sufficient interest payments so that you would have the $20 to $22 million in order to do that. And that endowment requirement would be somewhere in the range of $450 to $500 million.
Is this a step towards a standalone medical school in Fresno in this program, or is that even really important at this point?
So the end goal is to have an independent medical school, and exactly where that would reside, I think the important part is that we'd be in the Central Valley and serving the Central Valley. And that is the end goal of this project, is to get there. Now, I can't tell you how many years it's going to take to get there, because a lot of it depends upon how long does it take us to grow the capacity to increase the students, how quickly can we build some of the relationships that we need to have with other universities in the region to deliver the components of medical education that we can't do right now. So our history has been very strong in providing good clinical training. But the basic science training requires a different resource than we have right now, but one that we think we can collaborate with the universities in the region to be able to deliver.
Dean Michael Peterson of UCSF Fresno announcing the big change in status there as the Fresno Graduate Medical Education Program transitioning to be its own campus under the UCSF Medical School. Dean Peterson, thank you so much.
Thank you for your interest, and thanks for your time.